Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. A man's been granted conditional bail following last week's alleged child approaches at Red Rock. The 30-year-old's been charged with three counts of intimidation after four kids were allegedly approached last Thursday in two separate incidents. He's also been charged with driving while disqualified and will be back before Coffs Harbour Local Court at the end of the month. In a separate case, two young men have been charged over an alleged murder plot, transferred from a correctional facility in Clarence to face further charges. The 27 and 29-year-old were officially charged at Coffs Harbour Police Station yesterday. They joined three other men who've already been charged in relation to the alleged plot to kill a 30-year-old man. And the Australia Institute's accusing the state of delaying the protection of koala habitat until a system's in place whereby it can sell carbon offsets. Veteran forests campaigner Susie Russell says the government needs to realise the benefits our forests provide are priceless.
We haven't been able to see the forests for the wood. It's all been about the wood. And this proposal is taking us into an era where we don't see the forests for the carbon.
It comes after an open letter signed by 100 politicians, academics and climate experts has called on the Premier to end all logging in public native forests. The state government's responded adamant the carbon offsets are only a potential benefit and not the sole reason they're undertaking such a thorough process. Five clubs will be battling it out for the AFL North Coast Premiership this year. Last year's premiers Byron Bay are out of the mix after linking with Ballina to play in Queensland, blowing the local comp wide open. Competition manager Brad Greenshield says this weekend's opening round is one not to be missed.
Toss breaks in Port Macquarie, I think it'll be a fantastic match. It'll be well worth getting down to Fitzroy Oval and watching that one, as will watching Northern Beaches and Nambucca Valley, who have joined together this year, to see how they go in their first outing as a combined unit at Richardson Park against Sawtelle Taormina.